the mind of God in the inspired Word of God. Note also here in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse number 38, our Lord said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life." Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we can love you. Thank you that you've chosen to love us first and foremost, and therefore we can love you with all of our hearts, and all of our minds and strength, O God. And we pray as we spend these few moments within your precious word, that you would teach us how we can truly be students of the word, that we might gain your approval, be equipped for service, and rightly divide the word of truth. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray, amen. The Lord Jesus said, "Did ye never read the Scriptures?" That was a sharp rebuke to those religious leaders, and that wording is very precise. Did ye never? And this is the eternal Son of God that knows all things. And what a rebuke. Did ye never read the Scriptures? So we need to begin by reading the Scriptures. If we're to be students of the Word, we need to know the content. We need to know what is within the sacred text. And also, the Lord Jesus made reference to search the Scriptures. Read the Scriptures that we might gain a knowledge of the Word of God. But we are also called upon to search the Scriptures. To search the Scriptures. The word search here in verse number 39 means to investigate. Investigate. The Bible makes reference to the people of Berea as being a people that searched the Scriptures. Note there in Acts chapter 17, please. Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, verses 11 and 12. Verse 10, it tells us that this is in reference to the people of Berea, and note then verse 11, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few." So these Bereans, they searched the Scriptures, and because they had an open heart and they were willing to investigate the Scriptures, many were converted. Because in verse 12 it reads, "Therefore many of them believed." And I think we often quote this out of context, and we make reference to the fact that we as Christians need to be like the Berean believers. But let me remind you, they weren't believers yet. They became believers because they searched the Scriptures. They were the people of Berea, and note what it reads there, that they had a readiness of mind, they were willing to be taught. They searched the Scriptures whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed. So this group of people of Berea, they were open-minded to truth. They searched the Scriptures daily. And as a result, they were led into truth. And many of them believed. So the principle of searching the Scriptures. And a note back in John chapter 5, verse number 39, the Lord Jesus said to these religious Jews that you need to search the Scriptures. You need to investigate the Scriptures and make sure that you have eternal life. As it reads there in verse 39, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. For they are they which testify of me. If you go back to verse 16, please, of John chapter 5, verses 16 to 18, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verse 28, marvel not at this, for the hour is come in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. So search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. God said to these religious Jews, you need to investigate the scriptures and make sure that you have eternal life. God rebuked these Jews, for they thought they possessed eternal life, but he assured them that they did not, and besides that, they will not believe. Look at verse 40. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. They would not believe that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. And if you go to John chapter 8, quickly please, John chapter 8, verse number 24. John 8:24, our Lord said, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. So the Lord Jesus made it very clear that unless a person believes that Jesus Christ is one with God the Father, the eternal Son of God, then they will die in their sins. And if you read carefully there in John chapter 5, they were questioning the Lord Jesus. They were questioning his deed, and they were questioning his person. And therefore Jesus said, these people do not believe that I am one with God the Father. So therefore he said to them, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. Beloved, we need to investigate the scriptures. We need to not only read the scriptures, we need to have a knowledge of the Word of God, but also we need to search the scriptures. We need to investigate the scriptures that we might have our spiritual needs met. See, the Bereans searched the scriptures daily, and because they had a readiness of mind, they were willing to be guided, they were willing to be taught, they came to a knowledge of the truth. And beloved, you and I as God's people need to not only read the scriptures that we might have a knowledge of what God has revealed to us within the pages of scripture, but also we as the people of God need to search the scriptures. We need to investigate the scriptures. We need to see how the Word of God can meet the need of the human heart. God's Word is sufficient to meet every spiritual need in my life. God is more than enough. See, when gold was first discovered outside Bathurst there in the mid-1800s, word got around very, very quickly. And people came from all over in search for gold. And the long and short of it is that gold was found all over Australia. Yes, even Queensland, they found gold. And even Tasmania, they found gold. It wasn't just in New South Wales. They found gold in Victoria. They found gold in Western Australia. They found gold in Tasmania. They found gold in Northern Territory. They found gold in Queensland. Gold was found all over Australia. Why? Because people went in search for gold. And beloved, this book is full of gold. This book is full of gold. And we need to move from Genesis to Revelation. There is gold therein, but we'll need to dig. We'll need to investigate. We'll need to roll up our sleeves and be willing to search the Scriptures. And Jesus said to these religious people, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, but you better make sure whether you have eternal life. Let me ask you this evening, do you possess eternal life? Search the Scriptures. We need to read the Scriptures, that we might gain a knowledge of the Word of God, the content of the Word of God. But also, beloved, we need to search the Scriptures. We need to investigate the Scriptures. Because within the pages of God's inspired book, there is gold, pure gold, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. It's not just in the gospel. There's gold in Exodus. There's gold in the Chronicles. There's gold in Malachi. There is gold, gold, gold in every book of the pages of the Word of God. But you and I need to be prepared to investigate, believing that there is truth therein. And Jesus said, search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. God is able to meet the needs of man. We must genuinely search the Scriptures, and thereby God will meet our needs. In Jeremiah 29:13, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Beloved, God's Word is sufficient to meet every spiritual need. That's why the Lord Jesus said to this group of religious critics, He said, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. For these Scriptures testify of me, but ye will not come to me that ye might have life. What a sad commentary. What a sad rebuke. And beloved, you and I, as God's people, need to search the Scriptures. We need to investigate the Scriptures, because within the pages of the Holy Word of God, God will meet the need of the human heart. God's Word is sufficient to meet every spiritual need in your life and in my life. So we're to read the Scriptures, that we might gain a knowledge of the Word of God. We are to search the Scriptures that we might find that the Word of God is sufficient to meet our every need. How do I honor God with my life? How do I have a happy marriage? How do I parent my children? How do I have victory over anxiety? How do I have victory over depression? How should I conduct myself in the workplace? All of these questions are answered within the pages of the Word of God. How can I be an effective witness for Jesus Christ? How can I pray effectively? How can I have the power of God upon my life? How can I resolve my personal disputes with a brother or sister in Christ? Beloved, the Word of God is sufficient. The answer is in the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures. Investigate the Scriptures. Because within the Scriptures, God's Word is sufficient to meet our every need. That's why the Lord Jesus said, you blokes need to search the Scriptures. You think you have eternal life, but you need to search the Scriptures. Child of God, let me encourage you. Search the Scriptures. Our Lord Jesus calls us to read the Scriptures, that we might gain a knowledge of the Word of God. Jesus Christ encourages us to search the Scriptures, that we might have our spiritual needs met through the sufficiency, the blessed sufficiency of the Word of God. Pastor, do you really believe that the Bible can meet every spiritual need in my life? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's the Word of God. But you'll need to be prepared to investigate. You and I will need to be prepared to search the Scriptures. Read the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures. Go back to Matthew chapter 22, please. One more challenge concerning how you and I can be students of the Word. How can we be students of the Word? Well, begin by reading the Scriptures, knowing the content. That's a good place to begin. Then search the Scriptures, investigate, believing that the Word of God is sufficient to meet the needs of the human heart. This book has the answer to eternal life and how to live the Christian life. But also note here in Matthew chapter 22, please. Look at verse number 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, or stray, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. Knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. Now these are connected. There's a connection. Knowing the Scriptures, and knowing the power of God. The question about the resurrection was put before the Lord Jesus. Note there in verses 23 to 28 of Matthew 22. The same day came to him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, Master, Moses said, if a man die having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were with us seven brethren, and the first, when he had married a wife, deceased, and having no issue, left his wife unto his brother. Likewise the second also, and the third unto the seventh. The last of all, the woman, died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? What a stupid question. For a bunch of religious fanatics that didn't believe in a resurrection. For they all had her. So a number of scenarios are given. And then the Sadducees make a strike in order to stumble the Lord Jesus. Now, the Sadducees were the aristocrats of Judaism. They governed the affairs of the temple. They were the ones that managed the temple. They were the businessmen. They, compared to the Pharisees, they didn't believe in the oral law. They said, no, sola scriptura, only Bible. But they didn't believe in angels. They didn't believe in a future resurrection. They were rich materially, but they denied the supernatural. That was their problem. They were liberal in their theology. We make reference to a person being liberal in their theology. We're not referring to a generous theologian. We're referring to a person that doesn't believe in the supernatural. Okay? We need to be liberal in our giving. That's being generous, but when we refer to a liberal theologian, he is a liberal in his theology. We're saying that that person denies the supernatural. So the Sadducees were the liberals in their theology. They said, on the one hand, only Scripture, sola scriptura, none of this oral law, but yet they denied the existence of spirits, angelic beings, and they denied a future resurrection. They denied the supernatural. And the Lord Jesus said to this group, ye do err. You stray, you wander from truth. And what was causing them to wander from truth? Well, the Lord Jesus said, not knowing the Scriptures nor the power of God. Now, the word knowing here in verse number 29 means to discern, to perceive. You don't perceive, discern the power of God. Reveal within the pages of Scripture. Because you deny the supernatural. You don't believe in the supernatural. So you stray because you don't perceive the power of God revealed in the Scriptures, not knowing the Scriptures nor the power of God. Now this was a very strong denunciation of these religious leaders. For all the people, of all people, certainly they should have known God's Word and the power, and God's power. God's Word teaches the resurrection and His power to bring people back to life. So then our Lord went on to correct them in verses 30 to 33. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at His doctrine, at His teaching. So the Lord Jesus went on to correct these Sadducees. From verses 30 to 33, it said, number one, in the eternal state, marriage will be unnecessary. Now that used to disturb my good wife just after we were married. She said to me, now surely in heaven we'll have a special relationship. And me being a prophet said, no, dear, we're going to be single like the angels in heaven. There's no need for it. Come on, surely. So for years she pestered me, said, surely, surely we'll at least live in the same mansion. I said, I don't think so. No. In the eternal state, there'll be no marriage, the Bible says. It's unnecessary. And I know that's hard for us to comprehend, but that's what the Bible teaches. Believers in glorified bodies, we will be believers in glorified bodies. We will be like the angels, single, no need for procreation. There will be a future life, and there will be a future resurrection. They believe that the physical death ended their existence. That's the Sadducees. But Jesus said, I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. The Bible says they were amazed at His teaching. And beloved, my point is simply this. To discern the power of God revealed in the Scriptures is for those that know the Scriptures. They read of the wonderful acts of God, and this feeds their faith to trust God to do above and beyond that which we might ask or think. See, the Scriptures reveal a God that is all-powerful. God is all-powerful. And we need to be careful lest we stray in not believing what God has said He will do. And the Lord Jesus said concerning these Pharisees, ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures nor the power of God. Literally, you do not know the Scriptures, and not knowing the Scriptures, you do not know of the power of God. You don't believe in the supernatural. So, beloved, for you and I as God's people, we need to believe the Word of God. We need to believe that the God of the Bible is the God of the impossible. So when we read that God's people walked on dry ground through the Red Sea, that's a powerful God that performed that miracle. That same God is my God. That same God is your God. And God is able to do above and beyond that which we might ask or think. Is anything too hard for God? No. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Yes. We need that spiritual discernment. that comes by knowing the Scriptures, that God is able to raise the dead. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that same power is available for the child of God to live the Christian life, to have victory over sin. We are no longer servants to sin. We've been raised to newness of life. Beloved, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You stray because you don't know the Scriptures. You don't discern the power of God evident," literally, the power of God evident within the pages of Scripture. Read the Scriptures that we might gain a knowledge of the Word of God. Search the Scriptures that we might investigate that the God is sufficient to meet my every need. And then know the Scriptures. Discern the power of God revealed within the Scriptures. How God reveals Himself and His power within the pages of Scripture. Read the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures. Know the Scriptures. And know of the power of God revealed within the pages of Scripture. Focus on the God of the Bible and all that He is. And as you read your Bible this year, let me encourage you, ask the blessed Holy Spirit to guide you and teach you and to lead you into all truth. That He might open your eyes, might open mine eyes to the fact that our God is powerful. Our God is supernatural. See, the Sadducees, Jesus said, "You stray. You stray. You were not knowing the Scriptures, not knowing the power of God." The power of God revealed within the Scriptures. They didn't believe in a resurrection. And Jesus said, "You stray." And child of God, let me encourage you this evening to read the Scriptures. That's where we begin. Number two, let me encourage you to search the Scriptures. Investigate. Yes, the Word of God is able to meet the needs of your heart. It has the answer that you're looking for. Search. Investigate. And last but not least, let me encourage you to perceive, to discern the power of God. That God is all powerful. And the evidence of that within the pages of Scripture. You do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. Beloved, do you want to be a student of the Word of God? I trust you do. Well, it begins by reading the Scriptures, searching the Scriptures, knowing the Scriptures, the power of God evident, demonstrated within the pages of Holy Scripture. May God add His blessing to His Word this evening. Let's have every head bowed, every eye closed.